Oh
We're
God.
back.
Hello. Sorry, intermission because we had to talk about Wicked again.
No, he's really fucking good.
Y'all, it's good. It's somebody said I'm gonna go watch it and if it's trash, and I was like, look, if it's not for you, you can't take this away from me.
To be honest, I think like it's such a good movie. Like even if you don't know anything, like you're not. I mean, I guess you would have to like
You
musicals, but like if you like musicals, I think you're gonna fuck with it. Like it's
Yo,
super
if
easy.
you've ever felt like an outcast in any sort of way, you're gonna love this movie.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
I don't think. What else did I notice the second time? I realized how evil the professor was. What a dick.
No.
It's like super obvious. It's
Like,
how
oh,
bad
in the
she
second
is.
watch around, like the first time, I knew she was gonna be bad. I didn't know it was gonna be like, wow, you're
Yeah,
the
yeah.
worst person I've ever seen in my
But
life.
it's funny, like when Alphaba has that first moment when she like is like trying to protect her sister and like everything goes crazy or whatever. She the professor like she's like standing on the top of the balcony and she literally walks into darkness and I was like, okay, this is pretty fucking
Oh, I never saw that. That's pretty good, like foreshadowing kind of
yeah.
scene setting a little bit.
I saw it, I was like, wow, she dead ass walked into darkness. That's hilarious.
Guys, the thing I just revealed to him, he just got his mind blown right now. Like, what I just told him, he was like, oh, what's the matter again?
What up?
Oh my God, no, that movie,
Yeah.
I can't stop talking about that movie. I'm sorry. It's just like it's I swear, no, I go to bed every day,
Thinking about it?
right? No, the soundtrack is just playing in my
Well,
head.
after the movie, you're
I try to go to sleep and I'm here, I do my little prayer before I go to bed because I pray before I go to bed because sometimes I feel like I can't fall asleep without it's just a routine for me. Also it never hurts to pray, But no, so I'd be praying and sometimes I have to like yell pray in my head so that I can get the song. Like I have to fly in gravity also, like while I'm like praying, and it's just like I'm like Our Father the fire, yeah. And it's just like oh.
After a movie, I feel it going in my head over and over and
Loathing
over and
is
over.
one for me. Loathing.
And,
Loathing.
well,
That one's
wait,
good
what
for
scene
me.
is that in?
The one where
Oh, it's like when they were like
she's
fighting
like,
and shit?
like my roommate Bond, it's so
Bro,
good.
that shit cracked my whole theater. Everyone
She said, "Hard to drive, Bond." It's so good. The comedy was great.
Yeah.
The comedy was great. It was amazing. The timing of everything.
Yeah.
Popular was. I watched Popular over again. It was just the funniest thing. Oh my God! I didn't really realize how funny it was the first watch. Like I knew it was funny, but like it was funny.
My only criticism,
Oh God.
where Ariana, anytime Ariana sings, I barely can hear what she's saying. And I realized the second time a lot of the lyrics like actually like matter and it's like really telling the emotion of the characters. So I would like hear her sing and like not hear her. And I'm like, I don't know
So
what's
get
going on.
this. People say that when the higher she sings, the less genuine she's being.
Oh, interesting.
So,
Interesting.
and no one mourns the wicked, everybody's mourning Alpha, right? And she's
Interesting.
singing at her highest in that moment. She's doesn't think any of what the
See, this is why I
it's
watched the movie.
everything. It's
I'm
just like
like, that's just
again,
an
we have to watch it
interesting
again. It's just
detail.
that baby.
Yeah,
Hey,
this.
baby.
But, that's my hottest. He was in my senior year class.
Hello. I was in junior year when you were in senior year.
We had community algebra together, and every day I would see him, I'm like, the hottest man in America. Every single day. Now, they just came off the top. Oh, that's
Hey, hey. Oh, dude, no, it's like every Jackie who?
went to 189, used to hang on me, David,
I think I know. I think I
play
know. I
basketball,
think I
kind of
know.
quiet.
I think I know.
Yeah. I'm gonna show you a picture of you.
Did
Yeah, he's never
you
been
go
here.
to elementary school with him? I think I did.
No, I didn't go to elementary school at Flushing at all. And Brooklyn. And somewhere in Jamaica.
So you just came from like
Yeah, I mean my dad, he always worked there. So like so when I was 7, I started going to Beacon for they had tennis at the time. I had to go to that and they used to
Yeah,
let me
you've been
go.
vegan for the longest.
Anytime I used to have like work training, they'd be like, oh, how long you been at the Y? I'll be like,
Since I was seven.
so I've been working with the Y for this amount of years. I've been at the Y for this amount of years. I think like the last time I was there it was like fully 17 years. Like, yeah. I would just say like 17 years. They'd be like, what the fuck? And I'd be like, yes, I started about seven. And
I'm 37. Yeah. No, for me, that's how I feel when people are like, oh, how long have you been working with kids? 10 years. Started when I was 14.
It's crazy.
Dang. Every time I say it, every time, I'm like, whoa.
Put that on your resume, though. That sounds
fire. A decade.
A decade. And you're like 24. It's like, oh, okay.
Now hire me for something else. Please. Please.
You want to start the tier list?
Sure. What do we have on this list?
I'm excited to see. Boom. Boom. So this, I found this. I added some stuff on the bottom, but this was like kind of how it was already set up. We got apple pie, asparagus, baked potatoes, banana pudding, biscuits, Brussels sprouts, canned yams, cheesy broccoli casserole, cheesy squash casserole. I've never had any of those things.
Cheesy
greens.
Broccoli, I've had in a casserole.
No. Yeah, not a casserole. I don't think I've ever had a casserole, period.
Maybe we have, we just haven't called
it
that.
Maybe.
I don't know. Is casserole like a white person?
Because when I saw it, I was like, this sounds
weird. Yeah, I don't. Cheesy broccoli.
Like corn pudding?
Like, I don't. Cheesy squash casserole is crazy.
Yeah, I don't.
Corn pudding?
Yeah. Cornbread, cranberry sauce.
I like
cream that. Corn. I have cream corn before.
I've never had that. Again, I'm picky, so. Mm-hmm. I've seen it.
Cream spinach? I've had that before.
I've seen the way it's made. I'm curious. I used to hate cream.
I think Applebee's has like, I don't know if it's.
Is that the spinach dip?
Yeah.
Okay. I like that. It's good. Similar to that. It's good. Okay. Really good.
Rolls, devil egg.
See, my family's version of deviled eggs was that thing. So it's like a potato salad with it, but that's also an egg salad, potato salad, whatever, in El Salvador that we can make over there.
Gravy, green bean casserole.
I keep hearing about that, and it just doesn't sound like.
Yeah, I don't know. I heard green beans before.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah,
I like those.
Sparrowed ham, King's Hawaiian rolls.
So good. Perfection. Wow. Dang, I could a whole.
I think the first time I ever had it, Gerardo put me on because he was like in 7-Eleven, and then like he had bought it and he had like gave it all one, and I was like, oh, okay, this is pretty good. Went like the next time by myself, bought a whole bag, ate it by myself. Told Gerardo about it, he was like, eat it, whole thing by yourself. And I was like, are you not supposed to? He's like, it's a side dish. And I was like,
I don't know.
This is a snack. I thought you were just being kind that day. I was like, oh, interesting.
So he just bought, oh my God, wait, that's so
funny. Then I just sat there and was eating. I'm like,
that's good. I would do. I'll take like a whole thing of sides, like multiple servings of a side, and I'll just eat that as a meal. Like, sorry.
Jelly
cranberry sauce. You need to get glasses,
No, I do. Macaroni cheese, mashed potatoes.
The mac and cheese was good.
No, thank you. peas, pecan pie, potato salad.
I don't like peas.
They're okay to me.
I don't like the texture.
That's understandable.
I'm telling you, I'm weird.
After you bite it, it does like.
Yeah, I don't like that weird. It's gritty a little bit. Yeah, I don't it, the grittiness. And I think maybe I don't. What is that thing that people eat? Grits?
Oh, I love grits.
It's like it's solely for the texture. The black things. It's solely for the texture.
I understand. That's fair.
It's just the texture.
You ever had grits with cheese in it?
No.
It's really good. That's the best I am willing to try. That's probably the best way to eat. Low key. Pumpkin pie, roasted. Butternut
squash.
What the fuck is that?
I've never had butternut before.
Roasted sweet potatoes, roasted veggies. Why are we roasting everything? What's
going on, guys? Just fries and stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. Scalloped potatoes, stuffing, sweet potato.
The dark
turkey meat.
We definitely have ribs on here, right here, right there.
Yeah, yeah. I make sure I put ribs on there. Sweet potato casserole. Why is everything casserole? We could a couple of things. I was like, we can change it into like
to our own interpretation.
Because I'm like, I don't know. This was like the egg potato salad. I think that's also
macaroni salad. Oh, macaroni salad.
And then this one was the beets potato salad.
funny that that looks completely different than how my mom makes it. That
yeah, I was trying to find.
No. I would have sent you a picture. That was my fault. But that is something I think if I look it up right now, I don't see. The thing is with me and my Thanksgivings, I'm never sure if it's traditional or if it's just like something our family, you know.
That's fair.
So let's see.
And then we got ribs as the last one.
And I'm gonna look it up in Spanish too, just to be sure. Ensalada de papa y remolacha. That's how you say beets in Spanish. Remolacha.
Yeah. It's funny, Meech and I, we were in Target and they had a bunch of like plush toys, and we were trying to figure out the name of one of the characters.
Yeah.
And on the car it says plush in English, and under it said plush in Spanish, but I didn't know what plush looked like in Spanish, so I thought it was a character's name. So she was trying to guess the character's name, and I'm like, nah, you're not close. Not sure of the thing. She's like, Nicole, that's plush in Spanish. And I just sat there like, oh, that makes a lot more sense. I don't know why they put two and two together.
I don't remember like, Peluche.
Oh, I think, yeah.
You're over here thinking it's Peluche.
Yeah.
Nah.
I've never seen that in Spanish. I was like, I guess it's the character's name.
Let's see. My mom, it looks more like this. My mom.
Oh, okay.
You see, but my mom's has celery in it, which I think adds a really nice crunch. I love it.
I'm not gonna lie, I don't like too much crunch in like any of my food.
Really?
It's too crunchy. I'm out.
I enjoy crunchy. It has to be a certain amount of crunchy.
Yeah.
I mean, well, like, I mean, like my eyes weird, and I feel like my brain just like went like this. I got a brain zap, guys.
So yeah, we can get started. Apple pie.
Cobbler. No, but apple pie top.
Yeah.
For sure, I love it. I feel like
it's S tier.
Yeah.
It's like you can't miss an apple pie.
You know what I should have told you? I had blueberry cobbler once for Thanksgiving.
Interesting.
So good.
What is a cobbler?
It looks like, I don't know exactly what it is, but from what I've tried and from what I've seen, it looks like a pie and like a brownie dish.
Yeah, that's what I assumed. It was like some type of pie, but I'm like, they don't call it pie. So I'm like, what is
this? I think maybe cobbler comes from like the shape of it, or okay, like the... You know how sometimes they change the name of something because of the thing that they're making it in?
Oh, okay.
So it's like, I think they're making it in like a what is it called? A cobbler?
Yeah. Oh, I guess a cobbler pot or pan?
What is a cobbler?
I'm like, that's the thing. Like, I just never.
Let me see.
Think of a casserole. I feel the same way. I'm
what
like,
what does, I'm about to be like, what's this cobbler? Casserole, I feel like, because it's all in one thing.
Thing?
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Cobbler has multiple definitions, including a dessert, a person who fixes shoes, and an ice drink.
Wait, what? This is so what?
That's so many different. Yeah. Okay, for what dessert, it's a deep dish fruit dessert. That's what it is.
Okay.
With a thick top crust, often made with biscuit or cake batter. Okay, there you go. Yeah, that which is makes sense. Yeah. Cobblers can be made with a variety of fruits. But firmer fruits like cherries work best because they take longer to release their juices. Okay, so that explains the peach and the blueberry and whatever. Okay, that's a shoemaker. Let's see. I actually want to read all of these now. Okay, person who repairs shoes and other leather goods. Cobblers used to be very common, but people are more likely to buy new shoes today. So just shoe cleaners.
Kind of crazy.
So we would have known what cobbler was if. I guess factories weren't a thing.
If fucking capitalism wasn't a thing.
Capitalism.
I'm like, the fact, oh my god, that's kind of like blew my mind.
Really?
Because like people used to dead ass like fix shoes, like take care of shoes.
Oh, call the cobbler.
Yeah, but like,
whoa!
Now we just fucking buy a new pair of shoes anytime something messes
it's
up.
It's no more call the cobbler, is you know what? Let me get my ass up and go buy shoes.
That's nuts. But I guess that's a good thing.
It is, but not really, because you then should choose the last.
Yeah.
Fucking capitalism. It's consumerism.
Now I want to watch like a documentary about cobble, just to understand. Because like, what was the fault?
I should make
and when did it start?
We should stream watching.
No, for real, we should. Cause I'm like, how does?
We always have too many questions. Yeah. Like, okay, and then for an ice drink, it's a tall drink made with wine, rum, or whiskey sugar and often garnished with mint or a slice. Oh, I want to try one of those.
That doesn't sound bad.
That sounds good. Sounds like a just like a regular mixed drink.
Yeah, yeah.
Wine, rum, or whiskey?
Interesting.
I did not know that there was a. I went to show bartending classes. I should know this. It depends on how it's cooked. I think
I've literally had it once, maybe twice.
I think the one time I had it, I thought it was really good. Lucky. I feel like if it's soggy, it's not going to be that good. I feel like you have to salt it just right. It has to be roasted just right. Not too soggy. It has to be a little crunchy.
Yeah, I think I've had it at like barbecues.
Yeah, I feel like at a barbecue, it wouldn't be bad because it would taste a little smoked. You know? That kind of goes hard. So I feel like,
Yeah, I mean, personally, I'm in like the don't care.
Yeah, for it. It's very much don't care for it. If I have it on my plate, it's fine. I don't, it's not that crazy. It's not that I don't like it, though. Like, it's not horrible.
Baked potatoes.
What are we putting in the baked potatoes?
What do you mean? That what you put in the baked potato itself? I personally, I've had cheese in it before. It wasn't too bad.
Again, I feel like it depends on how you make them. Like if it. Like if you make it good, I need that on my plate, right? But if it's not, if it's kind of plain, I don't really mind it. So I feel like it could be very, it's okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm cool with it being okay. Because I've had a really good baked potato before. And it was,
you just have to, and the thing is, to make really good baked potatoes, that takes so much time too. Yeah, because it's like it's the prep and everything.
I feel like the best one that I've ever had.
These pants, y'all. I'm sorry. Please, I apologize. Okay.
I think the best one I ever had was at a restaurant. So, yeah, it definitely has to be.
Yeah, it's like a lot of prep for it. Yeah.
Banana pudding.
I have had bread pudding before. I like that a lot. But it has to be after I'm completely done eating like all the savory foods. Like I'm sitting there, I want my little cafecito for the night, you know, Latina things. It's always a cafecito after a party, okay? And then I need the bread pudding or whatever pudding is there. Or we have this thing called, it's not a Mexican quesadilla. It's made with three different types of cheeses and it's a bread that you eat with coffee.
Interesting.
It's sweet, but it's also, you could taste like the notes of like cheese in it, it's like good. It's actually a really good combination. I actually was thinking about it. I used to judge Colombian people for putting cheese in their hot chocolate, but I get it because we have this literal cheese bread that is like.
Yeah, it's like Simone.
Yeah. It tastes like cheese, bro. Like now that I'm thinking about it, no, that it's literally cheese. Like.
Yeah, I'm like cheese in my hot chocolate.
Yeah, I still think it's weird. Like, it's actual cheese. Yeah, for us, we actually make the cheese into a bread and whatever. So, but you still taste the cheese. So, it's like, I really can't say it.
Yeah, I'm also thinking about like, times I've had like a hot chocolate with like a bacon, egg, and cheese. And I'm like, it bothered me. So, like, just having
it goes kind of hard.
Yeah, I'm like, having cheese with it probably is not.
It's not terrible.
Yeah. I've had actual banana pudding before. It's pretty good, but.
Okay, explain, like, what does it give the vibe of?
It's quite literally banana and pudding. Quite literally, I would say, I think it's in the picture, but the best ones I ever had like, the wafer cookies in it.
I was going to say, the wafer's probably hit.
Yeah, I'm like, that made it even better, but, like, yeah. I'm okay putting it in, like, the okay spot.
Yeah, I was going to say, because it's definitely not a don't care for it. I kind of want to try it for sure. I want the wafers. Yeah, that's what it is. I want the wafers.
Biscuits.
They have to be buttery.
Yeah. A good biscuit is top tier.
I'm going rolls.
I'm going rolls.
So I feel like that it's okay.
Yeah, I was like, we could put this in okay.
Very different from our last tier list. Our last tier list was sort of mad, up here.
Yeah, right? Brussels sprouts. I don't think I've ever had Brussels sprouts.
No.
Is that
it? I think maybe I've had it once and I didn't like it.
Canned yams. I was going to just say
candied yams, yeah, it says. Yeah. But we did just have yams here. So good. I actually could eat that every year. That I'm not gonna lie, it's good.
That's good. I'm glad we're on the same page.
Yeah.
Cheesy broccoli casserole.
What y'all think about that, guys? Because what even?
I have never in my life.
Me either. Never. It doesn't. And like I've had, I've had cheesy broccoli soup, right?
Actually, look. I don't have my phone.
I have it. I have mine.
I'm like, let me actually look at it.
Cheesy. Oh, no.
What does it actually taste like?
Hold on. I have to open my illegal movie website. Oh, no. It's still open. Thank God. Okay, you know how when you lose it, it's over for you? No. Okay. So what was I going to look up? Because I just got distracted. Cheesy broccoli casserole. Like, it's the third search. What? Ew. I didn't mean to say that, guys. That's not nice. Doesn't look great.
You know what? Yeah, nah, I'm good.
Where? Up there?
Yeah.
Look, can you see? Can they see? Let me lower the brightness. Damn, my brightness is all the way up. Wait. Guys, look. That's so disgusting.
Yeah, it's not.
You can't see.
That's not it.
It's not. It's like the
hidden broccoli in it.
They oversteamed the broccoli. It's just not. It's not giving. I feel like if it looked more like this, what? I don't know if you can see.
Oh. Turn on that camera. It's probably a little bit.
Let's see. Hold on. Can we? Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait. It's not even. I'm stupid. There you go.
Guys, look.
And then, wait, where'd it go?
You would change the listing.
Ah, there you go. And then,
oh. Okay, look it. Cool. Disgusting.
Okay, so we're just not going to work today? Cool.
Okay, go.
So weird. I'm just being with us. Ah, there we go.
Oh, okay, okay. I'm over here like, what? Okay. Guys, wait. No, I have to find the picture. Look.
Mm-mm.
No, like
not it.
No,
that's not it.
I'm not. I'm actually good. If I see that, I'm like,
pass.
I'm gonna pass it, and hopefully whoever made it is not right there.
Yeah, I'm like for all the casseroles and like haven't had it. I just
cheesy squash casserole.
I don't think I've ever had squash. Actually, no, I've had squash once. I did not like it at all.
So yeah, same. Like it's like I don't a cheese. I like
yeah
squash.
Yeah, like I like broccoli, but I'm like, just the way it looked, I was like,
yeah, they didn't make, I don't know, I feel like, you gotta, I don't even know if the right chef could fix that, man. I don't know, it just doesn't look
good. Collard greens. I like collard greens.
I've never actually had them before.
Mm.
What did it taste like flavor?
So my mom, she makes it sweet.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Normally, I think the best ones are sweet, but it's like most greens. Yeah, but like it's like most greens, like it has a pretty bland taste unless you add something to it.
You know why I am like greens.
I'm like curious.
I if there's no greens on my plate, I'm chilling. Like I'm not that guy, you know.
top tier, don't care for it. Corn pudding.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't know what that is. I haven't had it. Corn.
I love corn.
I used to love corn as a kid. As I got older.
The meal? Corn.
Oh. I'm very like,
Wait, hold on.
Like, if it's on my plate, it's on my plate. It's not.
Nah. I actually really like if there's corn, I'm putting it on my plate. If there isn't, I saw corn in the fridge and I was like, are we making it for Thanksgiving? I don't know if I'm gonna look. So I guess it does bother me a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not that crazy. I'm it's okay, but it's not a priority.
Yeah, I can put that like at the top. Okay.
Something happened to work? No, I missed it. Whatever. Hold on, I'm pulling up something right now. Okay.
Oh.
Did you think corn wasn't real?
And when I tried it without
this is how I feel about corn.
I love corn. Mm-hmm.
Do you think everyone should be eating corn?
No, not cone. Has to like it to be the best.
Yeah.
Kids are so adorable.
It's funny because this is literally how kids are. Like, no, that's exactly like all of the, like
until middle school, and then they become fucking evil.
I swear to God.
And then become evil. They become evil. Cornbread.
I like
cornbread
a lot. Yeah,
it's got to be always.
Do you do cranberry sauce?
Not really. I always see it there, but I kind of be like.
Is that like a? It's like a jelly.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I mean, it says jelly right here.
Yeah, that's what I'm like.
What is the difference? Let's see.
I think. Yeah, I've had more of like it looked like this where I usually have.
Yeah, I feel like I would have that over this. I feel like.
But I think some people use it like a dressing.
For like foods.
I don't know what.
Let's foods. See. What like, has the cranberry
sauce.
From a can.
We've been serving cranberry sauce raw. Put your cranberry.
What do you use it for?
Younger generation, y'all try this like homemade cranberry sauce.
For like a roll?
Older generation, no.
I'm
good.
No,
I'm
weak.
Not put on my Thanksgiving plate. Cranberry sauce.
Oh, see, everybody says they're not putting it here. See, it's not a popular thing, y'all. So they put it with a turkey?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think some people like just to
put sure. See, but I think that's why maybe nah.
You know what I really think it is? It's all the people that have families that don't really season their food, so they need something else to like, you know, amp it up a little bit. And
that's why it's like my mom, not that she doesn't really make gravy.
Yeah, my mom, she only really
it's just the juice that's on the bottom of the pan. Oh, like, you know. I don't know.
No, like, mom, she only makes the gravy to like
put a glaze. It on. That's the word I was looking for before. Yeah. Like, yeah. So my mom will use like tomato paste and a bunch of other things to like make it's very pasty. It's not like a sauce.
Yeah.
It can be, but she'll do that and like she'll take out the turkey from the oven every once in a while and like brush it with that.
Mm.
And that's why it's like juicy. She'll inject it or like put it under the skin.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Mom, she, like, she injects it.
Yeah, that's why, y'all. Turkey is not dry. Somebody's just not making it right. Like I'm telling you, that's probably why your mom's turkey is so good.
I'm gonna let her know.
Like, wow.
I put the audio for like these lives on my podcast feed. Mm-hmm. She'll be listening to it sometimes, so she'll hear it eventually.
Yeah. No, I see that you put it on the.
Yeah.
I said this to my friend. He was like, "Oh shit!" And I was like, "Yeah."
I feel like a lot of people like they're not gonna be able to sit here for the whole time. Yeah,
this is very much a pastime thing.
Cream corn.
I've never had that before. What does it taste like? It's sweet, I imagine.
Yeah, like, I've never had it.
Spinach. I think okay, like not a priority, but I would probably put it on my plate.
Yeah.
For sure.
If it's like a really good one.
Yeah, for sure. And like I have to if I could smell it, like in a good way. Yeah.
Crescent rolls.
But do we have any other rolls on here?
Yeah. There's a bunch of different rolls on here. The Hawaiian rolls are here and
the dinner rolls. Yeah. Okay.
I don't think I've ever had this. Well.
I
think I've had it
as a Salvadorian lady. I think I only have those things in the morning with my coffee.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think I've had it for like breakfast, but not.
Yeah, like it's not, and like they're literally like if you go to a Salvador, there's a lady outside walking around every morning. Pan Francis. That's what we call that. That's what they used to call that, which I think is so crazy, because that means French bread. Like, why are we calling that French bread? But whatever, I guess. I think it's. I'm
with the
don't care. Yeah, same. I was going to say, at first I was going to say, like, not a friend, but it's like, no, I wouldn't.
But if it gets late, like, let's say it's like a Friendsgiving, Thanksgiving situation, and it's late, I'm still a little hungry, but I don't
want to. It's not something I would, like, turn down. It's not something I would grab first either.
Deviled eggs. Again, this is more of a breakfast thing to me.
Really?
Yeah.
I think, I don't know, I really like eggs until I don't like them. I don't know.
Eggs for me is like, I can't have too much of it, but there's a very specific amount I gotta have. And then if I surpass it, I'm afraid I'm gonna throw up.
Yeah. I feel like that's for some reason to start eating eggs for like 3 weeks and I have to resume.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's something about like overeating eggs that makes me feel like
just. It just, it's like you remember you're eating eggs. Like some, they all of a sudden they taste like actually like, oh.
Yo.
Over here catching dissociating rain. Let him come back.
Yo. All right, yeah, we got it. Here we go. All right. We're back. Oh boy, Tim in here. Karen, oh,
Corn, okay. Vitor.
I know this is the authorities have been called. Corn B. I mean, I don't know. Corn is good.
I like it. I'm telling you.
It kind of fell off for me as a kid.
Did it? I love it. The thing is with me, okay. In our family, we also do this thing where it's corn, you put mayonnaise, you put cheese on it. Like, it's like Parmesan cheese, but it's not really Parmesan cheese.
Oh, okay.
And then, so it's I love corn. I love corn. So it's like
Salvadorian
thing? I think it's a Mexican thing.
Oh, okay. I've definitely
had it with Cuban people. Our people come from like the Mexican like area.
Oh, okay. I'm like, I've definitely had it with David before, and it wasn't bad.
It's so good. We eat it a lot. It's like, yeah, we put mayonnaise, sauce, ketchup, the cheese, a bunch of other stuff. We grill the corn too.
Grilled corn is good.
It's good.
Grilled corn is good. What do we say about
deviled eggs? I feel like I only like it in the potato salad. That I have.
I mean, yeah, for me it's more of a breakfast thing, like a quick little breakfast. It's good. I would say it's okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Same thing.
Excuse me. Generals.
A. The other ones are S. These are A.
Okay, fair. Fair. Actually, what's the other one? Let's get over with. Hawaiian. Bro, what? Is it just because it's sweet?
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Because every time I eat it, I'm like, what is that? Why is this so fucking good?
It's mad for actually no reason.
Dressing. What is this really?
Dressing, what kind of
thing?
Right. Like stuffing, they mean?
I honestly don't. I can't even tell from the picture.
That just looks like another casserole.
Yeah, let's just have an at it.
Yeah, gravy. It has to be good gravy.
Yeah. There was a long time I didn't like, so I realized some people put gravy on their mashed potatoes
when that's I was what younger,
and I did not like it. My mom did it once, put them up, and I was like, this is terrible. But like, if it's on like turkey, if it's like, I don't know, it has to be like drizzled on like the right way.
Don't judge me. I used to eat the schoolie.
Yeah, even oh my god, even their gravy. I was like, ugh,
really?
Fucking disgusting.
Turkey Day was my favorite.
Really?
Yes. I actually really like turkey. I don't know. I don't like turkey in my sandwiches though, like not cold cuts.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I like turkey in my sandwich.
No.
It's very interesting.
I guess I'll eat it.
But. For me, I don't like it at all. I mean, not at all. Oh, we could put in don't care for it.
Okay.
I mean, unless you want to.
No.
You want to argue for me?
No. I'll do more like the glaze that comes with the turkey and the meat and all that.
Another casserole.
Green bean casserole. Yeah. Like I feel like I just want to put. I don't like it. I'm with you.
Like, I was thinking.
I never tried it.
There's no way.
It doesn't sound good. Like green bean casserole. What the fuck are you putting that?
Green beans.
I saw a video that was like, my boyfriend's Mexican family or my girlfriend's Mexican family. No, my boyfriend's Mexican family didn't make green bean casserole, so I brought my own with a white girlfriend. Oh, why would you? Nobody's gonna eat it.
No.
Nobody's gonna
eat it. They're gonna look at this meal.
There's a reason why they didn't make it. Like, let's be so serious.
Yeah, we should talk about that. Like, what food do you bring over to like a Friendsgiving
situation? Ooh, I usually just, if it's a Friendsgiving, I'll bring pupusas because I'm Salvadorian and usually nobody else is Salvadorian. So
I went to the Friendsgiving at Danny's. I brought cupcakes. I was like, I feel like there's never desserts at any type of like.
Yeah. Gathering. That also, like, there's almost never.
Yeah. So everyone brings like either sides or some type of meat. And I'm like,
nobody brings dessert, drinks. Though? Nobody brings cups. Nobody brings. Like, we have all the food, but now we don't have any plates. Yeah.
So green beans.
I feel like that could go. I'll put in that. Don't. Yeah. It was like very all the way here, but like also maybe. I think. I don't care.
Do you think it's better than deviled eggs, cream spinach, or it's not better.
No, it was at the end. Oh. Yeah, but I don't think is it better than collard greens. I don't think it's better than collard greens. So then just put it in. Don't care. For better than asparagus for sure.
I think the rolls.
Yeah.
Sorry, asparagus again. I'm like,
what's the difference between spiral ham and ham?
Honestly, no idea.
I've had ham before. I like it.
Yeah, what is it? The picture dead has the same thing.
Is it one thicker than the other one?
Yeah, I guess that's the difference.
I've had the thicker one.
Yeah, I guess spiral ham would be like on a sandwich, and then this would be like,
I guess. Okay. Either way, both I like, but not priority for both. I honestly feel that way.
Don't care for okay.
For spiral, don't care. For ham, at the end of okay.
Where do you want to put it?
Mm.
I feel like it's in the short range.
Yeah, no. I'm not the better than Oh, well, yeah. Actually, you're right. Yeah. You put the percentage of the better than Bimmy. You don't think so?
I don't know. It's kind of... Yeah, you're right. Like, I don't think I've ever went back for green beans.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. You're going to pass by the table, you're going to get a croissant roll, but you're not going to pass by and get a little green bean.
See, but I don't want to sound unhealthy because all our green stuff is.
It's Thanksgiving. Ain't nobody give up. You're right. Okay? Like, nobody care. You're supposed to eat. You're supposed to be.
What about regular ham? I haven't had ham.
2 years ago, I had it.
I was like, looking 2 years.
I feel like I liked it. But
see, this is the thing I was gonna say. I haven't had it in 2 years, and I haven't even realized it.
Really?
So I'm like,
no, I know I haven't had it. Was it the most memorable thing?
Low key,
but I think
it's better than turkey.
What?
In my eyes,
nah. I don't agree.
Oh no.
I don't agree.
Really?
Oh no.
The
hams. No. when we're rating turkey, I'm letting you know right now it's gonna be all the way up here. Like, I do think it's better than turkey.
I'm thinking about all the years I did have ham. I've always chose ham over turkey, especially like the next.
The year that I had turkey and ham, I liked the turkey better.
I remember me and Priya had a conversation about this.
Already?
Together. We were talking about like ham versus turkey. And I think we both were on with ham. Because it's like, do you eat turkey outside of Thanksgiving?
You do. If I were to ask my, like, if I learned how to make my mom's turkey, hell yeah, I would be doing that multiple times a year.
Because I think literally the only time I eat turkey this Thanksgiving, but I've had ham on like Christmas.
That's why I prefer turkey.
I mean, well, right, let's worry about ham. Where do we want to
sleep? This is getting serious, yeah. Y'all.
Ham.
Do you think, I think that's better than spiral? Or do you think
personally, I'm really thinking about it.
I'm not a ham person, you tell
personally
me.
Personally put it on okay. And right before.
Okay. Yeah, that's okay. I agree. Okay. I agree. Jellied cranberry.
Yeah.
Again, we think it's for people with no seasoning for taste buds. So boom. There we go.
Mac and cheese, that's true.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's, this you, low key might be the best.
You can never go wrong with
quite
that.
Quite literally might be ever. The best thing. Mashed potato, it's cool to me.
I
don't hate it. I don't love it.
Cool. If it's potatoes are there, I'm putting them on my plate for sure. I love potatoes. I could just have mashed potatoes alone.
First plate, yes. Second, third, or any plate after that,
No, every single one of my plates always has potatoes. Really? I swear. I just told you the leftovers, I had the potato salad on it. Always have potatoes on it.
I feel like it's too heavy sometimes too.
Maybe that's why I always have it. I don't eat a lot of heavy, so I feel like
the longer like you had it, the worse it gets. Like it doesn't.
You could get bored.
The first time of having mashed potato, like fresh,
it slaps.
It's like really good. And once you gotta reheat it, it's GG's for me.
I think it goes to the end of the eight.
End of that.
Because I think it's better.
I think it's better than corn. I don't think it's better than corn.
So then, should we move corn up? I honestly.
Is it better? Okay, mashed potatoes or baked potatoes?
Mashed potatoes.
Okay, I agree. All right, maybe we gotta move corn up. Maybe you're right. All right, we can put corn here. Is it better than ham?
Maybe sometimes. No. I don't know. That one's hard.
I don't know.
Because, like, that fresh plate, right? Fresh plate. Think about it. That fresh plate with ham and mashed potatoes on it. What do you go for first? And what are you saving for the last bite?
But see, low-key. Because I'm like, this is kind of hard to do. Because, like, if I'm picking sides, right?
Yeah.
Mac and cheese is gonna be on there. Yams are gonna be on there. Corn will maybe get in there. Cornbread, rolls, they'll probably get in there.
I could dub
mashed potatoes as a side.
What?
I could dub it. With me having mac and cheese, yams, and corn, I can for sure like.
Okay. Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Okay. But see, the thing is, dang. Right.
Yeah, it's like with all these other things like mashed potatoes.
I think
you can have mashed potatoes all year round. It's not even like that big of a deal.
And I don't know, I feel like maybe I like mashed potatoes for the texture. But like the yams that your mom made was just so good. Like, I don't know. I'll definitely replace the mashed potatoes for that for sure. Actually you're right.
Yeah.
So far
this is good. Peach cobbler.
Or just cobbler in general. I think that goes up.
Really?
Uh-huh. Yes, it's so good, bro. The blueberry cobbler that I had, I will never get over. I think about it weekly.
I'm trying to think. Peach cobbler. But low-key, I don't really like peaches.
I'm saying cobbler, period. Like the blueberry.
I haven't had it, so I'll go with you.
I'm better than cornbread.
Better than cornbread? That's a hot take, Lily.
It is a hot take.
Better than cornbread?
You can put it. No.
Okay. All right. Is it? Would you consider
maybe
it a
because
side
I'm thinking
or
about
a
it so much? But like,
is it a dessert?
It's a dessert for sure. Dessert.
Okay. Better than cornbread?
Definitely not better than apple pie, but yes. It's a great dessert. It's so good. It's so good.
Yeah. That's a. Do you eat cornbread as a side or as a?
I feel like dessert? I'll eat cornbread as a side.
Because apparently there's some people that eat it as a dessert.
I've heard that, but that's insane.
I mean, I've definitely had it on some like.
I see why. I get it.
I'll
get why. Like, I'll definitely have that with like a cup with my cafecito, like I said, right? Like, it's doable. Like,
yeah.
Completely, 100%.
But I feel like I feel like that's not being
but, like,
weird.
Intentionally
but like
a dessert. Like,
yeah,
to
I'm like,
make
yeah,
to,
yeah, exactly. I'm like, for me to be like, oh, well, can't wait to eat the cornbread later. It's like, that's insane.
Like, I can't wait for the cornbread on my plate.
Yeah.
But like, no. As a Latino person, it makes a little bit more sense because the cafecito.
I think it's better than cornbread.
Because a dessert, it's in different realms. It's in different realms.
Can we come back to this? Because there's more desserts we got to get to.
Okay, but.
We can come back to that. Peas.
Mm-mm.
Don't care for
it. Don't like him.
I
don't
can
like
him. At the end of? It's been asparagus, though. I'm not gonna lie to
you. I mean, you eat them.
Yeah.
I'll go with what you thought.
I'll literally put it right here. Is it better than green? Nah, it's not better
no,
than
no, it's not no, better. No. Don't even. No.
Pecan pie.
I
think I've had it one time. It was mid.
Don't know if I like the flavor of that. I tried
yeah, I was
it.
Like,
I
didn't
know if
I
like
I didn't
the
get
flavor
the
of that. I didn't know.
Did the white person thing?
Yeah, pecan, who knows?
You know what's funny? Pecan ice cream is really good.
Really?
Yeah, it's not bad. But the pie does not hit.
Never tried it. Never, never.
Do you want to put it? Never tried it?
Yeah.
Potato salad. This is your bag.
I love it. It's so good.
Okay. To the other potatoes, where are you ranking it? Compared to mashed potatoes and baked potatoes.
Dang. It's a hot take.
Above both?
Above baked, not mashed.
Okay. I can agree with that.
Yeah. Cause,
okay. I can agree with that. Yeah. That I can agree with.
When it comes to my family, potatoes, though, I'll definitely eat the potato salad.
Potatoes in my family. It's funny that potatoes are just okay, though. Across the board, potatoes are okay.
I love mashed potatoes, bro. Okay, yeah.
This is what I mean. Pumpkin pie or peach cobbler? I'm way more of a pumpkin pie kind of guy.
I like the essence of the pumpkin pie. I do. But pumpkin pie when you see some, when you say cobbler, I think of that blueberry cobbler. Because I've never had peach pie. I had blueberry cobbler.
I'm trying to imagine. Wow, what is the texture of cobbler?
It's kind of like a pie, like the crust, and then like the fruit part is.
Is it kind of? I mean, I guess you ever had an apple pie from?
I would never get over the apple pies from the beginning when you had them in Raleigh. You never had apple pie in Raleigh.
I don't think so.
It was the best thing I've ever had in my life.
Okay,
it was so good. I one time in Fall Rally we went.
I think that's only had when they have ice cream. That's the only
thing they had ice cream and apple pie.
No, I know about this.
It was the best thing ever. But apple pie is so good.
Pumpkin pie is a hit. I really love pumpkin pie.
Dang, I kind of want pumpkin pie. Yeah. Pumpkin pie, bro.
Okay, so. I would put it A, pumpkin pie. Wait, what?
Then this, no, but.
So yeah, that's what I was going to say. So where do we put, okay, I haven't had it.
I know, okay but because see, but pumpkin pie is better.
Okay. At the top of, okay, I don't know what's happening.
A little before.
Are you okay with this?
No. Here.
It has to be our
fun. Yes.
Okay. We'll see. I feel like is there? Yeah. I don't know. I think there might be some other stuff to knock that down, but we'll see.
All right.
Roasted butternut squash. I don't quite really don't know what that is.
Same. Like what?
Even... Roasted sweet potatoes.
I
think we had that at school.
I didn't like them then.
Yeah. But I don't know. Is it because school food is bad?
No, I just don't like roasted veggies. And speaking of that.
I was like, yeah. And I'm like, roasted veggies.
Literally don't like them. The texture is soggy. I don't like that.
Scalloped potatoes?
Okay. If you make them right, they're really good.
I feel like I've had it before, but the picture is throwing me off.
Today I'm gonna show you guys how to make these delicious,
looks good.
Cheesy scallops.
I've never had it, but.
So here I have 5 decent sized roasted potatoes. I'm just like, these are my gambling. This is a game changer.
They're not nice to be better. I don't be on the top.
I'm just gonna take a small onion piece of butter. Go ahead and add some.
They're very flavorful already, you can see. Yeah, when I don't have time to actually sit there and watch like a 3-minute video.
Go ahead and spread that
butter
and cheese.
Save. I thought that was my cheese. So I guess scalloped potatoes are just like, you know, scalloped potatoes.
Like cheese and
like flavor and stuff. Like some people make it like with garlic and butter. Like it doesn't
kind of like
that. It doesn't look bad. Like I'm open to definitely trying it.
I think in the times I've had it, I think people like over seasoned it, and that was kind of
too salty.
Yeah. been doing too much.
Okay. It looked really good though. Like I would, yeah, I would definitely have them.
I don't think I'm going as far as I don't like it, but I definitely don't care.
Yeah, you could do that. I
think probably
going, yeah.
Stuffing. Dude, I've never, ever, ever, ever liked stuffing. Me either. Purely just because of the way it looked. Until...
First, yes, and then I tried it and I didn't like it.
Oh, I've tried it. So, I think... Alright, the first time I think I tried it was like 2018. And I was like, this is ass. Every year, like, I try to take a little bit more.
How many minutes are we on?
I don't think...
Time be passing. Like,
oh shit!
This is what I'm saying. You see what I mean? Time is passing.
I don't know. I thought we had mad time, but I don't know. Yeah, we got enough time to get through.
Yeah.
Yeah. So every year I've tried like a little bit of it. This year, like it wasn't that bad to me. Yeah. Definitely in the don't care for it, but
maybe it's an acquired taste.
Yeah.
I don't know where you feel like.
Somewhere, either, yeah, I think right here is cool.
Okay, yeah. Okay, fine, yeah. Because I feel like if you also, I know some people use the gravy to kind of...
Put stuff, I've never tried that. But I don't like gravy, so...
I know, but like, you know, I get the idea behind it. It doesn't sound bad, like I get it. I've never had sweet potato pie, what is it like?
Similar to pumpkin pie, just sweeter. Sweeter is the same thing.
Teapot.
It's just a lot sweeter.
It
tastes like yams-ish.
Okay, then I like it. Then I like it.
Yeah, I low-key put it like... it's not
S-tier.
I almost put it S-tier, but I'm like, it can't keep
you. Okay, bad. No, but if it tastes like them yams...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm down.
Dark turkey meat? I'm okay with it.
I'm better with the light. I don't think it goes that far though.
No. I'm trying to think if I want to put it okay or don't care for it.
It's okay, I think. I think it's okay.
Where though?
Before the potatoes, but after the
potatoes. Yeah.
No,
I
wait.
Might pick.
Yeah. I'm thinking about it. Yeah, you're right. I saw the rest of that thing right there.
I'm thinking about it as like one big ass plate, and I'm like, if I ham already, I know I'm putting pretty high up. I'm like, are you tricking me? I feel like that about tricky in general though. Like,
I like the light. The light is my favorite. Obviously, that's what I brought you.
Yeah.
But
I would.
That's for me above
low key alpha ray.
I think it's above mash a little bit. I like turkey, so
okay. I'm not mad at that.
I'll take light turkey meat over the mashed potato.
Yeah.
There's a lot of food.
Sweet potato casserole.
Sweet potato.
Yeah, I want.
But this is where I see they'll put the marshmallows. You see there's the marshmallows.
Oh, okay, yeah,
on
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
So how sweet would that be?
I think that's way too sweet. They might be.
Haven't tried it, I think.
Yeah, that's right. Let's put it on top of it.
Yeah, because I would be willing to taste that first.
Yeah. This was the egg salad.
The one that, okay, so let's say that this is the one that I gave you. Okay.
I liked it, actually.
It was,
I'll put it okay.
This is somebody that doesn't like potato salad, and
any type of potato salad.
So I think the above mashed or just above potato salad. Period.
I'll put it up. Yeah, I think that's perfect. Right in between.
Yeah.
This
is macaroni salad. Don't care for it.
Yeah.
Don't really care. It's very plain. I don't know. It's like, okay.
Where do you want to put it?
Between these two, stuffing and gravy, I think.
Really?
Or
I love you gonna put it like that.
No. It's definitely above peas for me.
Really?
Yeah.
You wanna put it right here in between gravy and peas?
Sure.
Okay.
That works.
And this is the
bee salad.
Yeah.
It's always on my plate. It's always on my plate. Yeah, no, I would never skip. No skip.
Eh?
Mm-hmm.
Where?
You put it at the end. Okay. Yeah, like it's never a skip, but it's not like it's not the most amazing thing I've ever had in my whole entire life.
Where's
up there? Up. Yeah.
Where do you want to put it? I mean, why not? We could put it because like this is all like these are all three different or four different things.
Wow.
Yeah, like that's like a plate.
It is.
A plate.
It is.
Yeah.
Dang.
I don't think anything needs to be changed, low key.
No, dude. Why? Every time we finish it, we're like, dang, we made something.
I'm like, yeah.
That's so
bro, funny. Why is mac and cheese so good?
I don't know. I want to try. I don't know if you heard about the discourse with the teeny mac and cheese. Okay, so you be on the Instagram drama. I be on the TikTok drama, right? So the TikTok drama, there's this white girl. She has a black husband, right? Besides the point, honestly. But she is a cook. She's been on a show with Gordon Ramsay before. Like, she's cooked with this man before. She can cook. And she makes a lot of, like, I guess traditionally, like, black food, right? So, and it's like, okay. People were saying that her mac and cheese was too cheesy, that it was, like, this, like, too creamy or whatever. And then, because she made it with some different noodles. I don't even know what the problem was. But then I saw some other person was like, some black people are mad at the white girl for making mac and cheese better than we do. And I was like, oh.
That's crazy.
It was like, wow.
I mean, my mom, she always makes baked mac and cheese.
Yeah, see, there's different mac and cheese. Yeah. Like, I feel like that's why everybody makes it different. But there's so much pressure on the mac and cheese.
Yeah. I mean, if it's too, I don't know. I don't think cheese is the problem.
Because people say you can't eat everybody's mac and cheese.
That's true. But
like, there's too many rules, people say also. Like,
but for me, like, when it comes to that, it's like, if it's not enough cheese on it, I'm like, oh, this, I can't do this.
Yeah, I need a lot of cheese.
Yeah. Yeah, the cheese is the last issue, to be honest.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what is the, like, oh, there's never been no cheese bowl. What do you mean? It's mac and cheese. Yeah. But yeah, this just, it was like, ugh, TikTok drama be so crazy. This is another TikTok Thanksgiving drama, which is like, oh my God. Like, what the heck?
Same thing wouldn't have changed. I don't think
so. Nah, dude. I don't even think. I'm thinking about would I add anything? No.
Mm-mm.
That apple pie got it, bro.
Apple pie is so good. Okay. Apple pie, what? Ice cream?
Oh, please. That's what I'm telling you. That's all I've been thinking about since rally. You can tell, like.
Yeah, I've never had apple pie at rally.
That's so good. I was always glad I was
doing all the dancing and shit, so.
This was during dinner.
Oh. Yeah, I don't think.
Remember. You have 30 seconds.
I think we're done, right?
Yeah.
There's anything else for us to do. Thank everybody for joining in.
This was a fun one.
If you couldn't watch fully, I'll put the audio up probably. What day is Saturday? I'll probably put it up tomorrow or Monday, depending on how I feel.
Definitely listen to that. I love it.
Yeah. But it'll probably be two different feed, so I'll post one sometime early this week and then the next one on Friday. But thank you for watching.
See y'all next week. Yeah.